I'm living a movie, not living by rules. It's just a movie, don't lose your cool.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Spoiled Movie Reviews on the Blackout Test Premium Network. Of course, Spoiled Movie Reviews is for people who are prepared for spoilers because you either seen the movie, never plan on seeing the movie, or just don't give a fuck. Today's movie that we're covering is Elysium, and Matt Damon dies in the end. Our guest, for the show, in addition to obviously Karen, who's always here, we have first time on the podcast, JL Covan, yes. Who is a very funny comedian of his own right and has his own podcast, Righteous Prick. Look in the show notes. I will show you how it's spelled. It's a little different, but you can check his podcast out. He talks about movies and comedy and a bunch of stuff. Thank you so much for being on the show, JL.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure.
No problem, man. We appreciate it. We also have a person that's been on the show. It's been a long time since Elon's been on the movie trailer, on a movie review. I think the last spoiled movie review we had with him was Dark Knight Rises.
Yes, it was.
Where we trolled him and he played the straight man, and it was it still is my favorite episode of spoiler reviews. Like, I can listen to that shit 1,000 times. What's up, Elon?
Sir, did you really just say that Matt Damon dies 6 seconds into the show?
Spoiler movie reviews, man.
We spoiling it.
Yep.
It's in the title.
It's for those people that click on it and go, I wonder if I liked it. Oops. No. yeah, Matt Damon dies. And so let's talk about this movie, first of all. We rate everything here from 0 to 5 on the More Epic Than Love Jones scale. 0 being, man, fuck you, for when you really despise a movie and it's not worth watching. And 5 being the fuck you waiting for, go see this shit. And of course, all the numbers in between have different denominations too. Then we talk about what worked, what didn't work, and then we give our review, our rating. The first things first, this movie is Elysium. It's based in the year 2154, where everybody is either rich as shit or poor as dirt. There's no in between. Mm-mm. There's no middle class.
No middle class disappeared.
Yeah, it's like the Republican wet dream. There's the 1% living in space and fucking up everything, living forever and not dying and being healthy, and then of course the rest of us.
I'm still hosting shows at the Cleveland Improv, if anybody wants to know if my career has advanced by 2154.
Yeah, I didn't see much going on with podcasting, so I'm assuming I'm broke. I'm nowhere in this. The very wealthy live in this place called Elysium, which is off the planet. It's kind of like a big ass. If you ever played the game Halo, it's kind of like Halo. And the rest of the people live in an overpopulated, ruined Earth. Secretary Rhodes, who is a government official, who is kind of a piece of shit. She is enforcing homeland security for Elysium and stopping immigrants from coming there and getting health care and living a good life. And she was stopping nothing. She's played by Jodie Foster. That doesn't stop people from Earth trying to get in by any means they can. When my man Max, played by Matt Damon, gets sick, catches that radiation, he got 5 days to live, and he's like, I need to get up to Elysium so I can get healed. So they hook his ass up to this weird ass like mech suit apparatus skeleton thing, and from there on, like, you know, action ensues, or is supposed to ensue. He tries to make it up there and becomes a person that tries to save the whole world. First things first, let's talk about what worked for this movie, because I have things that didn't work. Elon has things that didn't work. Karen might have things that didn't work. But I like to start optimistically, because I don't think this movie is complete bullshit. Some of it I did like. So let's talk about what did work. Karen, what worked for you in Elysium?
I liked some of the action scenes. I do think that they created a beautiful world. Mm-hmm. Like, I really do think that, like, the especially on Earth, they made it dirty, they made it gritty. I like the fact, even though a lot of people might not agree with this, that they kept it real as far as where they was in, like, Los Angeles, like, everybody spoke Spanish. You know, so I think they were, like, actually true to eventually that's what it's going to be out there. Like, you're going to have to know Spanish. Also, I like the fact that, I guess, feel like this it's kind of hard for me because it was more that I didn't like than what I really liked about it.
Okay.
The main bad villain, I liked his
Krueger.
Krueger.
Yeah, played by Sharto Copley.
Yeah, he had a villain face. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. Like, his face just said, I'm a villain.
Did you know that he is actually, Weakest from District 9, the main character, the good guy?
Oh, for real?
That dude can act.
I wouldn't have known that.
That's range.
Wow.
Yeah, that's range. Alright, so, JL, what worked for you, man?
Okay, well, my list is gonna be a little bit longer because I think I'm the biggest fan of the movie of everybody on today.
Oh, actually, then you know what? You go third because I want to end on a high note. Okay, let's end. I don't want to end on a bad note. Let's, Elon. What worked for you?
Well, I mean, it was expensively shot.
Okay. All right.
It was pretty. I mean, if you're gonna rip off Halo, that's the way to do it.
That's right.
I mean, holy shit on a cracker. Like they were supposedly having him connected to the Halo movie. If I was Microsoft, I'd be like, fuck you.
Give me my money.
You ripped us off hard.
We showed you that in confidence, sir.
Exactly.
Shit had a Microsoft logo.
That was pretty, and that's all I got.
All right. What about you, JL? What do you think?
Well, first off, I don't have an Xbox, so I maybe my enjoyment has to do with not knowing that there may have been any ripoffs from Halo.
Ah.
So as somebody who's never played Halo, I will say, I thought the acting, other than Jodie Foster, was very good. I thought the guy Krueger, who I knew was the guy from District 9, he bulked up. I thought he was great. I thought visually it was good. I liked a few things about the way they portray the future. First of all, the extrapolation of how workers are increasingly treated like expendable pieces of shit. Mm-hmm. I like kind of the extrapolation of class divisions to this extreme level, which, as our society kind of progresses, that's where it's headed unless there's some sort of major reversal of kind of the trend. Visually, I thought it was great. I loved the action scenes. I thought the action scenes were very, very good. And I thought, just as a movie portraying the future, you're never going to get it perfectly right. But I thought it did a good, reasonable job of trying to show what maybe the future would be like 150 years from now. But the thing I also liked was that clothing was not super futuristic. Mm. Like, it's a subtle thing, but I liked that not everybody was in some sort of, like, body-hugging, spacesuit, sleek-looking thing. Everybody was pretty much wearing sort of variations of modern clothing. I know it's a small thing, but I'm so tired of all these futuristic movies coming out, and it's always just, you know, we all look like aliens in our wardrobe 100 years from now.
Yeah.
So there's my list of positives, because I liked it. Do we give our ratings at the end? At the end. Gotcha. Okay.
All right. I like the use of cleanliness and dirtiness in this movie to represent what was poor and what was rich, because Elysium was clean as shit. Like, good grief, man. You could eat off the floor of that place. Like, I'm talking like the dirt part of the floor. Like, mm-hmm. It was so clean. I also kind of enjoyed the robots in this movie. Even though they disappeared like halfway through the movie. I like, you know, just the design of them and the weight to the character models of them. I thought they looked really, like they were a thing that was really there. Let's see. Oh, and I actually like Alice Braga, even though her character didn't get much to do. Or matter of fact, I like both actresses that play Frey, the little girl and the adult. She didn't have a lot to do, but she was like, I believe she played a good damsel in distress. So I was cool with that. I like that Matt Damon was trying to become work straight or whatever, and identify with his struggle because I also had a job that I hate and I was better than, and was stuck there. And when he was like putting that shit in that machine, I was like, damn, man, I feel for you, dude. Shouldn't have been a criminal though, but I understood his point. Like, shit was fucked up. And I enjoyed the you call it? Henchman, for lack of a better term, of, the hustler dude that worked with, Matt Damon. And I like that the henchmen look like straight thugs and then would bust out some Dodge programs right there on your ass. That was dope. Yeah. It's like Beast, Turbo, you with him. And then like, hold on, let me get my laptop. Like, I kind of enjoyed that. They weren't just, even though, you know, they were kind of cannon fodder. And like Karen said, the Krueger as a bad guy seemed to be, hamming it up pretty hard on the screen. And, I enjoyed his scenes whenever he would show up, being dangerous. That was it.
I had one more thing I liked.
Yeah.
The music, which reminded me of Inception, which I have no idea if anybody here liked. I love that movie.
Yeah.
The music reminded me so much of Inception, which makes me happy. That kind of thundering doom kind of music.
The Zimmer horns is as my boy Chris calls them. That makes sense.
Ugh.
And the president was Indian. I was cool with that until he got usurped. All right, man. Let's talk about what we didn't like. And I'm sure everybody.
God.
I'm sure everybody is going to have a lot to say for what they didn't like. More than JL, so I will actually start with JL so that, you know, he doesn't have to get caught up in our sea of negativity.
Sure, thank you. What I didn't like first was Jodie Foster, who is a great actress, and, you know, people who've read what I've written or anything know that I find women with great calves to be attractive, and she has phenomenal athletic calves. Not that she's interested in me, but her performance was horrible, I thought. It was weird and bad. Like, if it wasn't completely bad, it looked like she was dubbed half the time. She made sort of a futuristic accent choice, so I kind of respect her for making a choice to sound different, but it just sounded very weird. And I didn't like her performance at all. And the other thing I didn't like was that the movie was not as good as District 9. Which is not the movie's fault, but that was the comparison I kept making since that was the filmmaker's first film, and I think District 9 is incredible. So, but that's more on me to just kind of check that comparison. But truthfully, I enjoyed the movie. I thought the ending was a little trite and cliche. You know, it was just a little too much like, everybody... Like, the ending of the movie is a horrible ending because... If everyone is headed to Elysium, we're all fucked again.
Yeah.
Like, whether or not they did the wrong thing, if everybody's headed up to Elysium for fresh air and medical coverage, it's all done.
They aren't all headed up there. That's the point. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they came down with ships of healing things.
Right.
And I, like, that was the thing, like, they're all citizens of Elysium, so they can all get healthcare, but which makes you wonder, like, why the fuck were they so stingy about healthcare in the first place?
There's no reason!
But, you know, yeah, like, that was weird to me, that choice as a director, but,
The tanning beds have to have some sort of shelf life on them, you know, the healing anti-cancer tanning beds. Because you've got to assume if you have 12 billion people going through those things, they will break down.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, while they're in the shops building them. but anything else you didn't like other than that?
No, other than that, because the truth is, you know, it was an hour and 50 minutes. I enjoyed about an hour and 35 minutes of it. So other than Jodie Foster and the ending just being a little too simplistic and pleasant, I enjoyed the shit out of the rest of the movie.
All right, cool. Elon, would you like to get some shots in?
Do you really want me to go now?
Karen, would you like to get some shots in first?
Yes. I had several issues with this. Hey, number one, the character arc. The character was not,
Matt Damon, yeah.
He was not a very complex character at all. There was nothing he showed me to make me care about him. There was nothing to make me understand his reasoning for wanting to go. There was nothing, no character development, you know, like, at, like when he, refused to take care of, refused to help her with the little girl. Mm-hmm. There was nothing beforehand to make me understand his having, him having a change of heart. Mm-hmm. So I didn't like that. Also, I didn't.
Yeah, I, like, that was something I talked to you about after the movie. Unlike, Sharlto Copley in, District 9, Matt Damon was never really a piece of shit, or we didn't get the experience, because it was all like, well, he has a past as a car thief, which isn't that bad. You know, I could kind of understand. Things are desperate on Earth, you know? He's trying to turn his life around. He doesn't want to go to prison. Even when it's about the daughter having leukemia, he's like, I just can't help her. I don't have this code thing, and also people are trying to kill me, so I should just get away from you because I might get you and your daughter killed. And it was completely understandable. I feel like if they had a, they missed the opportunity where if they would have made him a piece of shit who came to the conclusion at the end, like, I should die so everyone can have healthcare, I would have understood, because it's like, oh, you learned something. But instead, I was just kind of like, well, you already were a good guy, so that makes sense. But go ahead. I'm
sorry. No problem. And the mech suit, I had an issue with that, because you had Matt in this mech suit, you know, and all it did was just give him, like, more human strength, but yet at the end in the main fight you had the other dude jump 50 feet in the sky. And I was like, no, I didn't. Why am I just not seeing somebody being able to jump 50 feet in the sky at the last fight? Like, you never showed me them putting it on him and then him figuring out what it can do, what it can't do, or making me excited whenever, you know, the other bad villain got one, when you could say, oh, he got the newer version. Like, I never felt any fear or how can I say, I never felt at any period of time that he could make it, if that makes sense. And with the suit, it's like, okay, now you're just extra strong. Also the main villain. I felt like he wasn't as badass. His face was villain, but he never really showed me. When I see a villain, he ought to come on the screen. I ought to be like, oh shit, it's about to go down. It's about to go down. I never felt like that with him. I never felt like there was a period of time where he was a good adversary. And maybe it's because, like you say, it's one of those things where because they kept pumping it up like District 9, it was like, this movie was actually nothing like it to me. It was similar as far as like the city and the grittiness and things like that, but as far as the storytelling, it just wasn't there. And also, I don't like the fact that I wanted more background story. I wanted you to tell me when you hinted, okay, he was a car thief. Y'all never went, you never covered him being a car thief. You never showed the rich people leaving. You, they just up in this circle in the sky. You know, you never gave me anything to really make me care. And I guess for me, you never made me care about his best friend that got stabbed. It's like, it's certain things that, because they left a lot of this out, I had a lot of detachment from it, because in my mind, what am I caring about?
Right. Yeah. Elon?
This movie was absolutely shit. And here's why. There's tons of reasons. I'm actually offended. Next time I see JL, I'm tripping him. I don't understand how, I now judge you, sir. Someone who is supposed to be so hateful. Someone so hateful as JL somehow sees this movie and he's somehow saying it's good. I don't know what the fuck is happening.
Maybe he's using his hate on us. Like, he's reverse trolling us and going like, this is terrible. I'm going to like it.
Right. It's not that I'm a hater. I'm a contrarian.
Oh, there you go.
Sir, your brand is of hate. That's what you do. You do hate. And somehow in this movie, you're like, oh no, it's like, this movie, I can see why it's good. It's terrible. The story was terrible. One of the biggest issues I have with this movie is that after being so terrible, I read up on it, and the director, writer dude literally said this was the movie he wanted to make. What we saw on screen was what he wanted. Wow. A heavy-handed, and please note, I agree with the overall concept of the movie, yeah, of like the messages that they were trying to push, but even I was like, oh my god, fucking liberals. I hated. After watching this movie, I was like, I hate you people, like, this is stupid. The whole movie, hinges on this idea of, oh, so they're poor, they're poor, and they're rich. Cool. I have a question. Hey, is there any reason why they're up on the thing and that they can't and that they can't help downstairs the people on Earth at all? The answer is apparently no. They're just evil. There was no nuance. Like, literally, yeah. I'm assuming that the writer director of this movie was mugged right before he shot the movie, and the thief just stole his ability to understand nuance, because there was none. There was no nuance throughout the entire movie. It was like, either you're super evil or you're super good. That's it. And apparently on a planet that is overpopulated, they were so overpopulated that they had to build a space satellite place. There is only one place on Earth where anyone is doing anything from. Only in L.A. were they even attempting to get to Elysium. And apparently you had to spend so much money to get to Elysium, but no one could get to Elysium. So why were people spending all of that money to fly up to Elysium and get shot in the face?
Yes.
Because that happened over and over.
Well, those were the people taking unsanctioned trips. Those were like the black market trips.
There were no other markets.
Richard Branson was probably running legitimate trips.
Richard, from some
other outpost. Well, John Carlisle has a scene where his trip is, he's only going there back and forth for work.
Right.
And apparently he's authorized, but then he gets shot down.
There were no authorized trips outside of being super rich. You couldn't, it wasn't like you saved your money and you could move to Elysium.
Why would they show that, like, they were limited in time, and you've already said there wasn't enough nuance and things. Like, those would be additional minutes onto the movie. Like, I think that's one of those things you have to sort of assume when they keep talking about how much money it costs to go to Elysium. Had to have obviously been legitimate trips, except most people probably didn't want to go.
No, the expensive tickets was from the Mexican dude. The dude who was flying people up there, you had to come to him. Remember the whole scene when Matt Damon goes up to him and says, you're going to give me a ticket. I can't afford it, but you're going to give me a ticket anyway. Like, that was, people were saving up money to then try to do that whole metaphor of sneaking across the border, which is what it was so heavy-handed. The whole sneaking across the border and then being fought, having to police fight against you and being shot down and then sent back. That was that whole scene. There was no regular way to get to Elysium. They never pointed that out. The guy, the actor from District 9.
Yeah.
By the end of the movie, he's just chewing the scenery. He is literally grabbing the scenery off from the background and just eating it. I didn't even know what he was saying. Like, he was just like screaming in South African at one point, like, ah, dip, 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 ah, dip, dip, ah. Just angry. And I'm like, oh, okay. All right. That's great. There's no other countries, apparently. And apparently you can't have money on the ground, even though you have to save up a bunch of money to go to even attempt to get to Elysium. But no one on the ground has actual money, which doesn't make sense at all. If you're going to be evil, for people to buy evil, you have to go cool. Why is this person evil? Mm. Jodie Foster, by the way, I'm assuming they kidnapped her children. Because why was she in this movie? She was horrendous in this movie. She half-assed it so hard. She did not even attempt to have any type of, like, actual acting capability in it. She was being stupid. And apparently, all she wanted that dude to do was to reset Elysium so that she could become president. But it's like, wait, is there an election happening? Is something happening? Or are you just going to reset it and just say, hey, I'm president, and that's it? And that's apparently what they were trying to imply, that dude was just going to come up, reset it, and oh my God. So question, the president says, arrest this person to the robot at the end, once they reboot Elysium. He says, arrest this person. The robot says, I can't. They're a citizen. What the fuck does that mean? So citizens have never committed a crime?
Right. You can't be arrested if you're a citizen.
If you can't be arrested as a citizen. And they had literally cargo loads of those healing medvac things that they were just holding. Do you remember how they hacked it? The dude connected to it, deleted illegal and typed legal. And everything worked after he typed legal.
And then it literally did a Windows reboot.
Yes, it did.
the whole fucking like settlement just was like, dude.
And when that happened, wouldn't everything go all hell break loose? Wouldn't everything start floating up because they're in a artificial gravity pull thing?
It was a very quick reboot.
It's a hard reboot.
Less than 30 seconds.
A Control-Alt-Delete hard reboot.
I actually was nervous when everything went off. I said, oh shit, is it going to start floating down to Earth?
Yeah, how are they going to breathe? And then it was just like, oh, we back.
And I said, phew.
No, that's bullshit. And Matt Damon had the charisma of cardboard. I have never disliked someone so much. I was rooting against him. Yeah. I know I was supposed to be rooting for him to go up there and show the rich people what's what. I hated Matt Damon's face so much in this movie. He was completely and total. He had no character arc, as was stated already. Mm-hmm. He gets up there and he's like, "No, I need this for me. No, I need this for me. Eh, you guys can have it. I'm good." Like he all of a sudden just changes his mind and becomes a person of the people. It doesn't make sense. It's stupid.
But he also became a person of the people, I think, when he realized he could not survive the extraction of data. Like, in other words, it was almost like the Jesus analogy. It was almost like if you told Jesus, no, you actually don't have a choice. Get up on that cross.
Yeah, that was actually one of the problems I had with that, because I would have felt like it was more earned if he had a choice.
Right.
But since he kind of didn't, and then like everything was really like down to the wire, so it's like, what are you gonna do, shit, or get off the pot? It was just kind of like, well, fuck it then, I guess. Like,
and let's not forget the fact that this whole thing is about how they don't have the capability to heal down there. The healthcare is horrible on Earth, but apparently you can get stabbed in the gut with a machete and shit off. You just sleep it off. He went over to her house with a stab wound. She stitched him. He woke up the next morning, good to go. Let's go. Yep. What, they're nanobots? What the fuck? Why is he okay?
Yep.
And he had a broken arm. I don't care if you have an exoskeleton. The exoskeleton wasn't that good. And the exoskeletons look stupid. And why would that skeleton fix his arm?
I think Earth healthcare was at the 2085 level, but on Elysium it was at the 2154 year level.
Sir. No, yeah. This movie, I'm telling you, there's nothing redeeming about this movie unless you just wanted to see what Halo would look like if they shot a movie with it, but then that's it. They just wanted to shot one screen. If that's a screen test for the Halo movie, then great. This is a wonderful screen test for Halo. But as an actual movie itself, with that dude telling me that that's the movie he wanted to make, the heavy-handed, no nuance, single dimension. Actually, it wasn't even single dimension. That's insulting single-dimensional characters. Horrible. It was like, I had to rage walk home after the movie, because I was seeking something that was good, that was something that was solid about the movie, and I was talking to Afanon Bennett from We Nerd Hard, and he was like, well, I mean, I liked it, but I realized that at the moment, what it really is like, you know, if you see someone who's really, really attractive, but you know they're a horrible person, but you still that's why I thought Elysium was hot. They're horrible, horrible person. Like, was hot. And I was like, fuck you. I told him that, like, I didn't even want to be friends with him anymore. And we've been friends for 25 years.
Yeah, I was like, that was the thing for me when I left the theater. It wasn't with Wolverine, I think I was instantly furious. But this was like a slow build to rage over the next like 4 hours, where it kind of ruins my dinner, ruins like when I come home and watch other shit. Like, it just kept slowly building where I was like, I think I'm fucking mad, man. This, I'll try not to reiterate too many of the things you guys said, but Matt Damon didn't have anything to do. And I never thought I'd say this, but I was literally going, why the fuck didn't Eminem get this part then? Cause really, Eminem could have probably done a better job of brooding, angry, disenfranchised white dude from a fucked up background than Matt Damon. Like, he just didn't have shit to do.
First choice. Maybe that would have helped one of Elon's complaints.
Yeah, I could see, I could see Eminem from 8 Mile just doing Eminem from 8 Mile in this, and I would actually like the character more just because I really do believe he came from not being shit. But Matt Damon, it just felt like he shaved his hair and was like, I came from not being shit, y'all, and I'm like, I don't believe you.
Matt Damon got raised surrounded by Mexicans, just like his girlfriend Frey. But when they grew up, Frey has a complete Mexican accent, and Matt Damon just sounds like a white guy talking Spanish.
Yes, and he doesn't even have a good like poor person accent, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. No, not even a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of like back in the
scrub that Harvard that 1 year of Harvard out of his accent.
It's like in the 70s when they would just every once in a while throw a classically trained black actor in a Dolomite film. Like, that's how he stuck out to me, where I'm like, I'm like, I just don't believe that you stole anything. I don't believe you've been to prison. Mm-mm. I don't believe you got this shitty job. Like, I don't believe any of that, man. And you're not helping me to believe it.
And sir, did you forget? Did you notice the unintentional white savior logic behind it? He was surrounded by brown folks, right? But apparently, somehow surrounded by criminal brown folks, but he was still the best criminal around. That people kept asking him to do criminal stuff. It was like Mexican Avatar.
Well, I did like that. I did like that. All the Mexican people looked up to him, and he was like, "No, no, no. I'm too good for the car game now. I'm gonna go make less than minimum wage at the shop where they'll kill me."
And it was like he was Mexican best. He was the best at the Mexican skill, which apparently was stealing.
Right, and everyone liked him. Like there wasn't one person like, "Motherfucker, you stole my car." Like, just everyone was like, "He cool, man. That's the car thieving dude. Love that guy." I wasn't really.
Well, I liked him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm glad JL liked them.
Fuck you, JL. You're trolling. I don't believe you. I'm going on record saying you're trolling this show, and I feel like ACP should boycott you. Fuck you. I'm writing a change.org petition against JL Colvin because he's lying to us. He knows this is bad. No, you're a hater. You are a hater.
I have given, maybe my hater instincts just told me there's going to be a backlash, so I better get on the opposite side of it. But the problem is, a lot of your complaints are valid, but as far as just a movie-going experience, perhaps there was enough to distract me from these kind of flaws. But the fact is, I was excited to see it because of District 9. I was primed to just have a nice experience. It was almost like I was going to a comedy club. I'm a fan of somebody, so I go and I immediately kind of give them more laughs than they deserve because I'm just a fan of that comedian.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, JL. I own District 9 on Blu-ray. It is one of my favorite movies. It's a 9 out of 10 to me. I loved it from the second I saw it. Still love it.
10 out of 10 for me.
Okay, 10 out of 10. 11 out of 10 even. Okay, I didn't want to come out and say it, but 11 out of 10. I love that fucking movie. I know it has some white savior issues, and I heard that it's bad to Africans, and I love it so much, I don't care. That's how much I love that movie.
Yep.
If you tell me that, I'll just go, that's probably true, but I still like this movie.
I like District 9 as well. I want that on record. That me ripping this movie on a new one is not because I don't like District 9. I like District 9 just fine.
Yeah.
I would argue that the reason why this movie fails so hard was because of and you could argue that that's the problem, is what it attempted and what it was supposed to be.
Right.
And it was what it was supposed to be by what they said it was supposed to be. Not because I walked in with my own preconceived notions of what this should be because of District 9, but because of what they were attempting to do. This super, high level, high concept sci-fi idea that was supposed to be creating these messages, and it ended up being just a very expensive B fucking movie with someone who thought they were giving a speech when they were in their freshman year of college about right after they learned about racism and healthcare.
Yes, Matt Damon plays this like a white dude that does not hang around minorities. There, I said it, and I think Eminem would have made the role better just by that. He seemed uncomfortable.
Yeah, and something else before we move on.
I'm not moving on. I have bad things to say. Everybody just keeps jumping in my list.
Okay,
go ahead.
No problem.
I'm sorry, Rod.
No, it's fine.
I'm genuinely angry about this movie, and it clicked. Like we walked out the movie, and Fanon was trying to convince me that it was a decent movie. And the more he tried to convince me, the more I realized how angry and how stupid the movie was, and that I kept coming up with points. And his only response was, "Eh." Basically, what JL JL, he's doing what JL. Hey, I mean, but it was all right.
It was a movie.
Exactly.
Oh, I liked a lot of the, like, there was only the. Here, what I will say is this. As the movie was going on, and I wasn't trying to pick it apart, mm-hmm. I was enjoying it going along. I liked the way it was filmed. I liked the way it looked. I liked the action scenes. I liked the kind of rising tension and the way he tried to portray the future. And then by the end of the movie, I didn't think it was perfect by any means. I hated Jodie Foster,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't like the ending. I thought the ending was too tidy and too neat. But that didn't stop me from kind of enjoying most of the experience on the way.
I understand. Karen, were you about to say something?
Yes, something that really tripped me out. Now, we got all this technology from this star in the sky. How come when they came down, they couldn't see him underneath a pack of pigs? Yeah. Am I the only one that was like, okay, now y'all got this super Ray night vision, see underneath a pack of pigs that an old woman throws some food at, y'all like, nah, that's just pigs. What?
Well, because he was blending in. They couldn't distinguish him.
Yeah. He's kind of, and you know what? Matt Damon does look a little like a pig in this movie.
So okay, that explains
that makes
it.
Sense. He All right, would blend
that,
in.
Okay, I'll accept that.
More things I hated. The fuck happened to them robots? They attacked the Elysium. The other ship gets there, by the way, with no one even trying to shoot it down. The ship with his homies in it, that was tracking Matt Damon.
Why was there only one dude on Earth? They apparently only had one agent who would shoot things down. Apparently, when you would think that a bunch of people would be trying to get to Elysium, but if, no, there's only one Mexican trying to get to Elysium and one white dude who will shoot down people, and that white dude happens to be on his way to Elysium. Guess what? Everybody gets to go to Elysium.
And it's not even, Elon, it's not even a skill. Like, he literally just shoots it and four things come out and go, we'll get the ship. You have a nice day. All right, man.
Exactly. And then why didn't like literally 50 ships show up to Elysium? Apparently, there's no one on the ground. And Elysium doesn't have its own defense system.
Yes. Oh man, that was ridiculous. So all right, yeah, you got that part bothered me tremendously. Yeah, Eminem would have been better. They don't use the mech suit enough. And by that, I mean, like, if you really want to sell me on Matt Damon's in this mech suit and you want to make it ominous that this other guy has a mech suit, I need like a couple like fight or chase scenes where like he's only escaping because he's doing miraculous shit with a mech suit. I need a little bit more of that. Like maybe if he's jumping up on top of a building or running through a brick wall where I'm like, oh, this dude got a mech suit. It's on now. But I never got that feeling.
They couldn't do that because they spent all their money on that screen test for Halo.
Okay, yeah, right. That must have been it.
Karen is absolutely correct. I didn't know they could jump 85 feet into the air and land.
Okay.
As soon as that dude's nipples started glowing and he was ominously walking with his mech suit.
He did have a nipple glow, didn't he?
And then he jumped 45 feet. I said, hold up.
Why is this the first time I'm seeing
this? Yeah, why the fuck have I been watching? Like,
and why did he have a samurai sword?
Yeah, in a future with guns.
School. That's what.
No, that's stupid. It wasn't even like it was a
and sword play.
No. It wasn't like it was like some cool anime style shit where like it was like such a big sword that he wouldn't even be able to wield it if he didn't have super strength.
Yes.
It was a regular ass samurai sword, which he just apparently breaks out sometimes. And then he fought Matt Damon hand to hand, a merc, an agent of Elysium, and Matt Damon was handling him.
In a world with guns that you can shoot people without looking at them.
Thousands of miles away.
There was a world where they introduced bullets that he just said, point them that way, it will kill that motherfucker. This dude's like, nah, give me the sword.
Give me a samurai sword. Not even a special samurai. The samurai sword broke.
Yeah.
He hit him with the samurai sword. Like, why would you use a breakable samurai sword? Like, have you never had to fight anybody else? Why are you on the ground? Why aren't there more mech suits? Why aren't people building more mech suits so they can actually attack people? Nothing makes sense.
I needed that to end. I needed his death to end with, I really should have shot this through. And then he just,
he just power down.
Yeah, he's just like, I really didn't. I really should have went with the gun. Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that. I thought the story was just too simple, honestly. And Elon's right. It's so heavy handed that I agree with them and still had to roll my eyes and be like, no.
Yep.
And honestly, we know this director can weave a complex narrative because District 9 is three movies in one, if not four. You got your documentary, which is kind of humorous and comical with a like dark undertone, dark comedy. Then all of a sudden you got your action movie, then you have a love story, then you have all these different commentaries on like humanity and our nature and how we, you know, other people and how we abuse cultures if they don't know any better. Just so much. And I felt like this movie, maybe possibly because there was backlash to District 9 and some of the portrayals of different races and culture, it felt like he just said, what is the safest fucking story I can write where no one will get even offended? Everyone walks away and has to agree. And we all realize that these people are dicks and, you know, that's it. And that bothered me. Not enough people died, honestly. Like, for Matt Damon's suit to be badass, I needed more people to die. And for those villains to be so villainous, I needed more people to die. I needed to feel like these motherfuckers are about that life and Matt Damon is in trouble. Instead, I just kind of got this like, well, they seem to be three dudes who are unruly, but not evil. You know, like, they kidnapped that girl and that baby, but he was going to heal the baby. So maybe he's not. I needed to feel like, yo, this dude is a creep and he's a killer. And he's killing random people for no reason and shit. And I didn't get enough of that.
Rod, I'm going to tell you something and I think you're going to be offended by it, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm calling shenanigans on the writer director, Neil Blomkamp, I'm pronouncing his name wrong. Mm-hmm. I think he's not that good. I feel like District 9 was a fluke. I feel like the stars lined up properly and it happened to create this great thing. And once he got all the money, he put this together. The movie he says, this is the movie he wanted to make.
Yeah.
I'm going to argue if this is the movie he wanted to make, District 9 was a fluke.
Mm.
Oh, no. Here's what I would say. First of all, the movie just opened. What's he going to say? This movie is half-baked piece of shit, and I'm embarrassed by it. He's trying to get paid.
No, I can accept that. I can accept getting paid, JL, but I watch a lot of directors. Directors don't normally go around saying, this is the exact movie I wanted to make. They can say their movie's good, but they don't say that.
Hey, well, here's what I'll say. Then, even worst-case scenario, he's batting .500, and I would point to, like, Christopher Nolan as an example, who got rave reviews and acclaim for Memento. And his second movie was a start, you know, had Pacino and Robin Williams, Insomnia, which I didn't really enjoy that much.
Mm-hmm.
And is probably, of all the movies he's come out with, probably kind of the lowest regarded of all his movies. So you never know. Sometimes you just get the big budget movie and the pressure is a little bit off and you have a little bit of a sophomore slump. Now, I think it's a sophomore slump only because I love District 9, not because, like you guys, I don't think Elysium sucked by any means.
Mm.
But even taking your opinion, this could just be a sophomore slump, and he's got to kind of retool and figure out how to combine higher profile with kind of what got him the higher profile in the first place.
Well, I'm willing to make a compromise and say next movie is The Game Caller. It's 1-1, and if the next movie sucks, then Elon's right, and if the next movie's good, then I'll be like, oh, well, maybe he just had a fluke, maybe he just fucked up.
No, I think what you meant to say is if the next one's good, JL is right.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. If the next one is good, JL is right. If the next one's good. If the next one sucks, Elon's right.
I hope JL falls. Here's the movie. I'm sorry. This movie was so, there were so many bad choices in how the story was told and how it was done and how it was put together. I believe this movie could be recut to be less offensive to my sense, common sense.
Yeah.
And he did not do that. This movie right now with what they had, if you allow me to cut this movie differently, it could be way less annoying. But
yeah.
This is what he wanted. This show, to me, this is a showing his sensibilities, not just the fact that, like, oh, well, maybe it didn't come out exactly the way he wanted. No. This is very, very much about a tone and a methodology and how someone thinks.
Yeah, he just, honestly, man.
Ambitious.
Say that again, JL.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, maybe, you know, putting in the best light possible, he might have been, as you guys kind of agree, at least thematically, it's an interesting movie.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps it was too ambitious. It might be the kind of thing, like, after the financial crisis and all this stuff and kind of the, you know, maybe he just felt his passions to, you know, talk about how angry he was about increasing class divisions and lack of health care. Because since these have been the big issues since District 9 came out, he might have just been somebody who put message ahead of, you know, became too engrossed in the message he was trying to say, and that, you know, he might have lost some.
You know, I can see that. Like, I think that's kind of the reason I have issues with it is
I agree.
The story is too fucking simple, and the people don't have any real motivations, and this is the thing, even in political discourse, the other side has to have some sort of reason to be quote unquote evil. And when you kind of take that reasoning away, when you're like, well, they could heal the world, they just don't want to. It's like, I don't buy it anymore. And when you make it so simple as like reboot the planet thing, like you kind of, it's like I needed the fixes to be more difficult or more complicated in order for me to buy that it was worth protecting this place so much.
If I may, the two things I would say though that would be, if you look at the people on Elysium, mm-hmm. which can be said of kind of the wealthier people in America, not every they almost live in a like they're not making the decisions. They live in kind of a blissful ignorance, if you will. Like in other words, they're safe, and that's the extent of their concern. And I feel like you have a lot of that lack of sympathy among kind of the wealthy.
All of us do. Everyone on this podcast, even the wealthy, probably understand that. It's just, it's so heavy handed. Sure. Also, and I'm glad you brought this up too. The fuck was up with those face design things?
They did not explain that at all. Everybody on Elysium had special tattoos. One dude literally had Rich on his face.
And you never told me why or where they came from or if there was a crest or anything.
I just assumed it was the new hotness on the streets, but I was just like, why did they get those? And they just look weird more than anything else.
They all had it. It was a random thing that they all had, and no one, they never touched on it. I was like, okay, well,
if you look at our current society, if somebody from 1910 came to 2013, they'd say, why does every teenager have their arm inked up like a moron? I think that's just, you know, in 140 years, people will just be, you know, doing something else.
I think, you know what, JL? I think this is the direct opposite of the future clothes. You know what I'm saying? Like how you said, I like that future clothes would look like regular clothes because that makes more sense.
Right.
Yeah, that, like, to me, this is kind of like the... You just had to have something to be like, this is the future, y'all.
Right.
that's all. I did forget one good thing, and I think we all left this out. William Fichtner did play a really great rich asshole. That is a role that typically gets ignored, because, you know, obviously he dies and shit. But, I did hate him on some Scrooge McDuck shit. He was a piece of shit. And, I was glad when he died. I totally bought his, why did y'all stop production as this man is dying? I totally bought that scene. Shout out to the guy who was the manager who fucking sent Matt Damon to his death because he was just worried about his job. Like,
by the way, and that was another illogical moment. So you're telling me you see, because both of them saw what the problem was. He said, get in there and fix that. So he told them, get in there and fix that, knowing that all it was something was stuck. And soon as the thing is pulled out, the door will close. No one was there to keep the door from closing. Wow. There was no reason for it not to close. He sent him in there knowing that would happen. That's stupid.
And he walked away.
But that's the thing, is that what we're headed towards, I think the argument would be, unless everything, by then I would expect everything to be automated, like robots doing the work. I'll give you that. But in the Industrial Revolution, when we didn't have kind of safeguards and unions and things like that, workers died all the time because they would rather be in unsafe working conditions than lose their job. And as little sense as it makes, we could be headed 150 years from now. It could be a place where workers, you know, as unions disappear and all this shit, where the worker safety and worker in general is not as valued a commodity. And I bought that just as far as being like, yeah, workers probably will be treated like shit in the future, because as unions get vilified and, you know, jobs become more scarce for people in terms of just labor, that didn't strike me as something that was like so ridiculous, because obviously Matt Damon was trying to like fix it and you know, and still sneak out, and then he got trapped in there, which was likely, but he would rather do that than lose his job.
Yeah, that shit was super heavy handed though.
Even situations where it was unsafe working conditions, stuff like that, certain things, like you can be in an unsafe working condition but not be told to basically go kill yourself. Because that's what the guy asked him to do. He did not stay there. No one came over to hold the door. Then he said, hey, go in there, unclog that thing, and the door's going to close immediately. He literally had to slide himself in there. It
looked like it was such a textbook fuck, like, this guy's going to get fucked up moment. it could be in a training video for what not to do at that job. Like, that is what you watch the hour-long video of. Now, what do he do wrong when they have, like, honestly, that shit looked like what I saw when I got my CPR recertification, and they have the videos of people doing dumb shit where you're like, well, that's just fucking stupid. You're going to get killed. That's how I felt in that scene where I was like, well, obviously he's going to get killed, but.
Yep. And if you saw that in the CPR thing, you were like, really, guys? It was
yeah.
It was,
I said, nobody does that. I'm wrong. Apparently.
Right.
People do that all the time.
It was stupid. And again, heavy handed. He was trying to make a point about workers' conditions. He was trying to make a point about immigration. He was trying to make a point about healthcare. He's trying to make a point about classism. And it was so over the fucking top that I am someone who was just recently called a status limousine liberal. and I watched that and said, fuck you about this movie. I'm going to go listen to Rush Limbaugh after this.
Yeah, I was in the movie and Michael Moore got up and walked out. And I said, God damn.
We've taken it too far.
Yeah, I said, damn. They lost him. All right, man. We got to give us our rankings from 0 to 5, more epic than Love Jones. Karen, I'll let you go first. What do you rank Elysium, 0 to 5, more epic than Love Jones?
A 2.
All right. A 2 on the more epic than Love Jones scale would be Netflix. So wait for it to come out on Netflix, stream it, you know, on a Saturday afternoon or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What about you, JL? What would you give it from 0 to 5 on the more epic than Love Jones scale?
And it's got to be a whole number, right?
Yeah. Whole number.
4.
All right, that's full price opening weekend, which we all ended up paying for. So JL has the most accurate,
right.
He has the most accurate rating, although that's not what I'm going to recommend other people do. What about you, Elon? What would you give this?
I am giving it a 0. It would have been better had they made no movie at all. If I had a bunch of money, I would go rent a movie theater, and I would go rent a movie screen in a movie theater, and I would have the showing as Not Elysium, and have people come in and just sit down and hang out and talk.
Yeah, so Elon's giving it a man fuck you, which is the lowest rating you can possibly give it.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to give this a 1 out of, you know what? Nah, I didn't like it. I'm sticking with my, I'll give it a 1. If you see this shit on TNT, you can watch it then with commercials and cursing taken out. Cause it wasn't good to me. I didn't enjoy it. I had a pit in my stomach. I walked out upset and my rating just lowered it as time went on. Tomorrow it might be a 0.
No.
But I'm at a 1 right now, where I do regret seeing this in the theater and paying money to see it. People say Elysium. I say, at least don't see them. You know what I'm saying? Am I right, guys? I'll be here all weekend. Make sure you tip your waitresses. This is another Spoiled Movie Review. We'll be back, soon with another show. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Peace.
Get your act together. My life's a movie. I leave you in that act forever.
My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie.